Hello, Versus Community. It's your boy Vern Lee, and I have with me. We're not going to have the same issue as last time. I'm just going to go down the list. We have Bam.
Yes, sir.
We have Jamar.
I'm here.
We have Dawson.
I'm back.
And last but not least, we have Mr. Ralph Cole.
Yep, known as Ace Clicker.
Yeah. All right, so purpose of this pod today is to get into the Saturday Midwinter event, which was the main event.
Oh my God.
Done in the incursion format. If you want to know what the incursion format is, it's basically a format that is continuous. And in that format, pretty much everything was open when it started. And there was been one incursion event that happened prior at Gen Con. A bunch of cars were destroyed, so we can no longer use those. Basically, the meta is going to change every time, and we're probably going to have multiple incursion events every year. So this was the first one this year and the second one overall in the format. So what we're going to do is we're going to get into our decks. We're going to get into why we played them. And then we're going to go through what happened throughout the day, because Team Apex overall had a pretty good day. So let's just start with Bam. So, Bam, what did you think the meta was going to look like? And going based off of that, what did you play?
Let's see. Basically, I didn't know what to expect. It was still a toss-up. There's still so much going on. I hoped and prayed that most people were going to play photo. Play photo so that I would have a chance with Buffy. I was expecting everybody to be raring to use some of the newer cards. And to be honest, playing this deck was like, I don't know what to play. I'm going to just throw this Hail Mary and go with something that I want to play and like to play. And at the end of the day, it kind of worked out.
Yeah, it did, as we'll get into later. Okay, so you want to run through, if you have your deck list available, you can run through the deck list real quick and give us the key components of it and what it was in there for, and if it was anything set up to counter against anything. Just go ahead and go into that.
I do not have my deck list in front of me, but basically, this version of Buffy was using some of the new cards. The key elements were Cordelia and Helmet Zemo or Baron Zemo. Since he allows you to power up with just any card, the plan was to essentially, however I could, race Buffy as big as she could, because she's gonna level late regardless of, you know, if I'm playing against the evil MC, evil support characters. So you know, I had Killian in there to try to get her big, and then hopefully Cordelia would come next and I would get some way to power up to start getting Cordelia early, or I would be able to get Helmet Zemo out next turn with the two extra points, play Cordelia, and from there use Helmet Zemo to ramp to give me my sevens and eights ahead of my opponent, as well as at the same time getting Cordelia ridiculously big to have a threat other than Buffy out on the field.
Okay, cool. I'm not gonna lie, I thought that was a very risky strategy, but I also did not see it in action. I don't think I was able to test against it after you made the adjustments at all. So I didn't know what it was looking like, but you said you were winning with it. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let's see how it goes. You know, maybe it'll throw everybody off. And apparently it did. All right, so what about you, Jamar?
I chose to play Pro Red Spider-Man
because A, I figured, okay, incursion is going to be more likely you're going to see a couple of Lokis and some shady combos. So I figured, all right, let's go aggro. And I'm not truly an aggro player. I'm more of a combo player, but I chose to go aggro because I do like Spidey. So I went for Spidey. I had 12 Spider-Mans. I got Kane in there. I got a lot of team attackers like Pearl Rich, Thor, She-Hulk. I had Auntie Rich, Daredevil, Black Cat is in there, a few other people. But I think I got the Isol Sphere. I got the Mind Gem. But that deck is pretty much designed to just level up, go in on you.
Okay. If
turn two, I get a blue, go in on you. Can't stop me, so. All
right, cool. Dawson? What were you expecting the meta to look like? What did you go with and why?
So first off, with my job situation, midwinter is always the absolute worst tournament for me to prepare for. So, and this one was much different because we got the format so late. So I was looking at my normal fallback plans, Juggernaut or Human Torch. I was like, I'm gonna just play them and see what happens. So the new stuff, the D plus art comes out, the new stuff comes out, and I tested Johnny Reb, John Walker. And I wasn't feeling it. I knew Agatha wasn't gonna be anything in this situation. And then I played Loki. I was like, okay, this suboptimal Loki was winning the few games that I tested. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna just play Loki. And as I was thinking that a few days later, it was like, okay, if I'm falling on Loki, I hit Vern up, I hit Sale up, because they say I have a tendency to play characters I have an emotional attachment to that aren't very good. So they both say this.
Why you revealing inner team secrets?
Man, that's not nothing.
No, go ahead.
So I asked them, as the kids say, is Loki really him? And they were like, yeah, he's him. So I was like, okay, I'll play Loki. Then I was thinking, how am I going to counter Loki? Because if I'm on it, Vern and Sale see it. I know we can't be the only ones. So I was like, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh, Loki gets big. Let me throw Hawkeye in the deck and some reds so I can knock this Marg down if he gets out of range. So Loki and Reds go in. Then I was like, what else? I need something else. I was like, okay, Orange Six. Skip Sylvie. If I'm going to use her to level, I'm already dead by six if I haven't leveled yet. So I played Agatha and Agatha All Alongs. Agatha has high attack. She can...
Come on, man.
Straight up get threats out of the way just by taking their powers like Ego and most other people. So I was like, okay, I'll play that. So between Agatha and Hawkeye and the Reds, I felt that was enough for the mirror. And there were three Lokis there, and all of our Lokis were completely different. So that's how I got on Loki, and that's how that happened.
All right, cool. All right, Ralph, what's up, man? What happened? What was going on with your choices?
Well, going into, I already had made my mind up like 2 or 3 months who I was going to play. But Man, I truth be told, I should have just went on and played my Loki. It did so good at the previously owned for it, man. I was like, man, I should have went on and played it, but I was so set on playing my Madam Hydra. So I said, well, I'm just gonna stick with it. Cause the deck, so basically the deck has obviously a lot of characters in it. 4 Captain Swains, 4 Wasps, 3 Melters, 1 Charlie, 4 Mantis, 4 Primevals, 4 Black Cats, 4 Super Giants, 3 Whirlwinds, 3 Valkyries, 1 Leviathan Beast, 1 Dual Leviathan, 2 Namors, 2 Jean Greys, 1 DP Dark Phoenix, and 1 Agamotto. And then the idea of the deck was to like mess with your hand. Meanwhile, I'm ramping to get to my big people. And then the combo I was trying to get to was Out of Time and the Dark Hole. So that way I can just keep moving her out when I needed to and just be able to like just basically mess with decks, mess with hands, whatever. I had Active Camo in there, I had Isofear, got the Cosmic Cube in there. So anyway, unfortunately the combo of the Dark Hole and the Out of Times, I didn't hardly ever get those. I think I did it one game where I was able to use it consistently, but other than that, the rest of the games, it never flowed like it should have. But you know, I tried to do the best I can with what I made. I thought, you know, I had a good chance. Swain coming in, giving people powers. You know, I was able to do the Wasps thing one game where I was able to put negatives on the
You talking about the whole day.
All right. I'll stop
on that. Hold on.
But anyway, right, so my deck was just made to discombobulate hands.
Okay. Yeah, you probably had about 4 or 5 winning strategies up in there, if I know you.
Oh yeah, I had a couple.
All right, cool. So let me go on my Cloak and Dagger. So we didn't do as much testing for Midwinter this time around. It's a lot of life going on, a lot of conflicting schedules. It just was what it was. I knew Loki was good. I had a Loki deck that hadn't lost anything, but I didn't want to play Loki. I wanted to play something counter to it, and I had already made a promise. I was only playing him once, and I knew I was playing him previously on, so I had to come up with something else. And just looking at the incursion format with certain things being moved off the table, I knew that it was three things that we need to be concerned about. Decks that can discard, i.e. Loki or some of the other new cards that came out in the D-plus arc. I knew that was going to be an issue. I knew that it was a possibility that Out of Time decks would be a problem. I knew it would be a possibility that Invisible Woman or Venom could be played, although I didn't expect them to be played because of the discard decks. And I also knew that Alt-Win stuff, and really the only one I was expecting would be Pixie Maximus, could be played. But I wanted to find a main character that could basically potentially deal with all three of those. So that's why Cloak and Dagger is what I picked. Cloak and Dagger can get big quickly and can just basically overwhelm pretty much anybody if things go the proper way. And also, if one gets Pixie Max, I still have another one that can basically finish you off before you can do it again. So that was that. I wanted two main characters just because of Pixie Max. So I figured, as far as like if Out of Time situation or an Invisible Woman situation, that hopefully I could get so far ahead that it wouldn't matter when you start pulling off your little tricks. That was the whole point. So my deck, I had 4 solos, 4 dinosaurs.
And out.
Hello? I had 4 solos, 4 dinosaurs. Obviously, they're there to make my characters big. I have Match. Match is there to deal with characters, main characters that I was expecting to see that get big. For example, Loki or Venom. I got three Deathlocks in the deck. Deathlock's job was basically to make sure I had a team attacker for Dagger in the back row, or I can flip a blue and keep Loki from attacking for a turn. So, you know, Loki gets big really quickly. I can basically just freeze him, and that'll give me an opportunity to level up, you know, get my XP. Because the whole point of Cloak and Dagger is you need to get them leveled up as quickly as possible. I got four Jessica Jones in the deck to shut off Pixie Max crap and to stop Loki from adding teams to himself. I got four Massacres because I didn't want to deal with Quicksilver any at all. So I figured, let me put Massacre in here. When Quicksilver comes out and does his one little thing, all right, now I can team attack with Dagger and Massacre and get that dude off the field. Red Goblin's in the deck to deal with anybody that is too big for me to get past. You know, just a little wild card situation. I got Thing because he's big. And he can also, you know, potentially hit someone that gets huge without getting stunned back. You know, flip a green, he'll get around Quicksilver too. I got an Iron Fist, got a couple of Ragnarok. So I got a few characters with, you know, potential to just hit somebody regardless of who they are, and also to get people off the board. And, you know, I got some other stuff. Ms. Marvel, Namor, Proteus, No, Agamotto. Honestly, they rarely even hit the field because you were either already dead by six, or if I was playing Loki, those cards were never, ever going to be able to come out unless I topped them. So I got some shocks in here. I got a utility belt. I got great power and great responsibility. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory. I got a Sonic Blaster in there to help me keep people down, you know, if they get counters, an Isosphere, a Chimichanga, obviously to get my mains big. And then I just got some locations. So that was the deck. But I guess we can get into the rounds now. So, Bam, if you remember your opponent in your first round, go ahead and get into it.
I am going to say that my first round opponent was PJ. I'm kind of looking at the game right now. So I don't remember what round I had a bye in, if I had the bye. But I believe it was PJ first round. Got scared because I saw Invisible Woman across the table from me. And I've played Invisible Woman before. But his Invisible Woman was quite different from mine. Mine was a little bit more aggressive than his build, and I've never got the chance to play her out in a tournament setting. Basically, what happened was his deck helped me win just as much as my deck helped me win. Sorry, PJ, I ain't down on you, man, but it just, it seemed like overall, I won the game because there was a magnet under the table, and that magnet was pulling all of his locations to the bottom of the deck. Seriously, he went, I can't see right now how far this game went, but it went ridiculously long for him to get only maybe two activations. And I think one of the activations was, who was that guy they let you dig for location?
Kane.
I believe he had a Kane. But we went to round, what I'm looking at now, we went to round, as far as round 8 and 9, he had Dark Phoenix and who's this Nature Boy looking dude again?
That Nature Boy.
Flip the Omega.
Monarch.
Monarch, yeah. Sorry, so many folks I don't see. Yeah, he got Monarch and Dark Phoenix out on me. But around turn 4, 5, 4, I got Helmet Zemo, and I basically started ramping. So my field at around turn 8 or 9 is like Bucky, Killian, Grandmaster, Helmet Zemo, Buffy, Wasp, and Ego. He shut off counters. So that killed Buffy, but I had such a field. And he was already down. Once I took Monarch off the field, and he could no longer use his non-location resources to fuel Invisible Woman, he didn't even level. And basically, I just was using Bucky and somebody and Helmut Zemo to kind of lethal his folks out. And that's how I got the win.
Did you level that game?
No, I did not level. He was not attacking.
That's such a weird game.
Maybe if you want it, maybe I can post it. But I'm looking at his resource role. He's got characters. He's got Wakandas. And I didn't let him have a field to, I don't think I let him level up. I don't think he was able to level up. He didn't have Alisa Masters come out to like give him a chance. No, he didn't level. He didn't have Alisa Masters come out to give him a chance to attack, really. So yeah, that was.
Yeah, sounds good. Got that dub. That was definitely not your round one opponent though, but we just gonna keep it moving.
Really? What was
I don't know, but I know it wasn't him. All right, Jamar, you there, man?
Okay.
You can have me
whatever round.
Dub is a dub whenever the round happens. All right, so Jamar, who did you play in round one and how did the game go?
Oh, let me see here. I don't recall who I played in round one.
Come on, man.
I forget the name. But I know it was a Loki.
No, it wasn't. You played me round one, sir.
Oh, I did play you round one. I forgot. I did play. No one. You're right. I forgot to play you round one. Oh, that game was, shoot. I was so bad. Man, I pulled so horribly, man. I think I pulled what, two locations, Vern? No. It was characters. I just flunked out on characters, bro. Because I think I KO'd Cloak, right? Yeah.
Later on in the game, maybe.
Yeah, later on in the game.
I don't remember it.
Well, I know I got rid of one of them because I was like, okay, I can't deal with both of you jokers.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'll join in because we're both, so we don't have to double it up. What I remember about the game was it was testy for about four turns. That's what I remember. You were able to continue to put a wound on me, so my level up was so slow. And I'm like, man, this dude, I can't stop him. Like, I can't stop him from hitting one of my characters. I'm not getting big enough. But you didn't, because you weren't pulling characters and I were, what it was is we were going tit for tat. So you were hitting Cloak, but I was always hitting you. So basically, I just had the advantage because I had more wounds to get hit through. So eventually, because you weren't putting characters, I just start, gaining ground. That's what I remember happened. I don't even remember the details of how it happened.
I remember.
I just know you were highly irritated. I can tell.
Dude, I think you had, because at one point you had Dagger in the back, Solo in the back. It was Dagger, Solo, Match, and it was Dagger, Match, and Cloak you had in the back row. And it didn't dawn on me that, okay, let me go ahead and get Match out of here because it's going to take Cloak a minute to level up. And I went after Cloak and gave him his last wound. Because I knew you were going to attack with Match. And so I was like, you know what? Let me get Cloak out of here. That ended up being one of my worst mistakes besides me not pulling characters. But that ended up being one of my worst mistakes. Not hitting match and not worrying about float. If I had done that, the game would have shifted a little bit. Not a lot. But Mac was putting some negatives on everybody. And, yeah, I was not happy, man. I think I was pulling locations, but I was not pulling no characters. Bum game. Move on.
All right, cool. All right, so Ralph, what was up with your round one, man?
So my round one, for some reason, always me and Tevin always match up first. I don't know what it is. It's like the card gods or something. I don't know. But we always match up first round. Always. And so the first time when we played the other day, we matched up. I beat him. So this time around, he played Rogue. And for a little while, I was holding off because I had Wasp that kept getting in front. And for like two or three turns, he only had like Rogue. So he couldn't like get rid of Wasp. So I was able to last a couple of wounds. But once he started pulling some people before I leveled up, he started hitting me. Now I kept black catting him. He was getting ticked off about that. Let me see who else. And then, but I wasn't really pulling anybody. I think I hit Primeval a couple of times. If the match had went on, or a little more time, I probably would have ended up getting them. Basically, we just ran out of time. It was like four wounds to three. And, but I had people out there where I was pretty much able to get her, but time ran out and I was trying to get in there and tie it up. And I couldn't get to him to tie it up though. So that kind of hurt because he would put it in the back. And then I would just put the active camo on Namor and just go to the back and smack it, you know, and he couldn't stop it, you know, because when I finally started hitting him, but like I said, by that time was running short, he got me by wounds, 4-3, so that's pretty much how that went.
Sound like we have a special guest on the show.
Yeah, you got my... Got my grandbaby here. This is grandbaby. Miana is joining us.
Hey, what's her name again?
Miana.
Hi, Miana. How you doing?
How you doing?
All right. Be quiet, though. No, I'm just... All right, Dawson. How was your first round, man?
So first round got announced, and I get matched up with Jan. I'm like, really? Because at all this time, I played him, haven't beaten him not once, not one time in these tournaments. So I'm like, okay, this is how this day is about to go. Can't get no traction from the beginning. So we sit down and we flip MCs, and he has Pro Red Spider-Man. So I'm like, okay, this might be bad. So he wins the die roll, he goes first, and he gets a yellow turn one, soul searches, whiffs. I'm like, okay, cool. So I believe I get leveled on one to two. So it's his turn. He soul searches. And I believe he whiffs this time, but he had a cane and he gets leveled with the cane. And he butt kicking his button and he gets me. Then my turn again, I believe there was Nothing I could do. I didn't get up to three yet. And then he gets his turn. He gets another butt kicking blade. I get hit again. So I've on two wounds. I haven't wounded him yet. Turn three, I finally get level. And now I'm out of range. I get a, what's that thing? Chitauri weaponry on. Now I'm out of range of the butt kicking blade. So now the problems start for him. I get another affiliation, start doing the counter thing, dumping his hand, drawing cards. Next turn, he plays the Spear in the East, one of those Hydra dudes. I was like, oh. Gorgon. Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is what he on. Like, let me get Gorgon out of here. Gorgon gets gone. And then I get another wound on him. He goes, nothing he could really do. He couldn't get another wound on Loki. Back to my turn, I get another affiliation. I put the third wound on him. And after that, he concedes. Because now I've got, three or four affiliations, and he won't be able to keep a hand. And with Spider-Man, all he really does, that Pro Red Spider-Man, a lot of these decks, all they really do is power up. And you can't power up if you don't have any cards. So, but Jan is a great player. He's a much better player of the game than I am. It just so happened that I was able to win this game. The cards fell for me. But in general, most of any other time we've played, he's won. I just happened to get this one.
Man, that's a very humble thing to say, but skip that, man. Skip that humble, Jan. You got whooped.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
L, man.
If you listening, that wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Take that L, buddy. No, I'm just playing. All right, so let's go ahead and move into round two, man. Man, what's up with your round two?
Man, since you know who I played and what went on, did I get to buy this round or –
Did you win? Oh, well, we don't know your first. Hey, man, stick around and talk about it. Let's do that since you are discombobulated.
Okay, I can either talk about my match against Jan or my match against Jose.
I don't know. Just do your thing.
Ugh, this is ridiculous. I think I got to buy this round because I was like,
you definitely didn't get the bye if you won your first round.
All right, man. Come back to me, man.
Okay. So let's just pretend Bam got a bye round two. I don't know what's going on. All right. So, Jamar, round two.
Round two. Who did I play? I played Jan. What a doggone stinking mirror match. And it pretty much went the way that I figured whoever got the dice roll was going to win. And Jan got the dice roll because he went first. He leveled up first. He got the first wound. Then I didn't even... I didn't even level the first time because I whiffed. So, of course, he got another wound on me. Then finally, the second turn, I leveled up. And I started to make a slight comeback because I pulled more blues than him. But he, once again, he played, he had Gorgon on the field. And he had, Gorgon on the field, and he had, what's the other person he had in the back? I forget the other person he played, but it was basically
Solo.
Who?
Solo.
He did play Solo, and I had to get rid of him. But his overall plan was basically, He brought out Devil Slayer, because I actually tied the game up. It was 2-0. Then I tied it up 2-2. And then after that, I got a third wound. He got a third wound. Then after that, he pulled Devil Slayer out. Stunned me 4, Devil Slayer 5. And I pretty much didn't have a, I didn't pull no more shots, anything to power. Oh, I couldn't power because he had a Gorgon. So I lost that.
How did he get Devil Slayer big enough to put a wound on you?
What was
Solo and Might Makes Right.
No, but he didn't use Might Makes Right. He used he had a Primeval and he put the active camel on Devil Slayer. That's what it was.
So then Devil Slayer will be at 5. That's not enough. That'd be something else.
And he powered him up twice.
Oh, so. Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, only needed to work once.
it was crazy. You know, it was what it was. You know, he got first blood and he pulled out the tricks he needed and he got the win.
So you're 0-2 at this point.
Yep.
And Bam is ambiguous because we have no idea what is.
Let me ask you this. When you played Mitch the first time, what round was that?
You said what?
When you played Mitch the first time, what round was that?
That was round 4, sir.
Okay. At least, all right.
That was so hey man, hey, don't worry about it, buddy. We gonna get through it.
I'm looking to see.
No, I'm saying it's okay. We gonna get the round. We gonna get the matches out, and that's all that matters.
Okay.
All right. So, Ralph, how was your round 2? Okay. I don't know where Ralph is. Dawson.
Oh, there I'm here.
I thought you might have been tending the baby.
No, just tending the wife now.
Okay. Hey. Okay.
That's
your business. That's your business, my friend. Mamacita.
All right.
Go ahead, bro.
Okay, so anyway, so second game, I played Provo.
Yeah, that's it.
And he, Made it an easy day for me. He played Jean Grey. So I played Jean Grey. I know how she works. Actually, I forgot how she works because I went in thinking, okay, she has to, a one drop has to KO on my turn. And it was just the opposite. A one drop has to KO on his side. So basically for 4 turns I was able to just ram into him, right? And he tried to hide in the back. I had active camo, kept going into him, Primeval kept going into him. Then I made the mistake and I had Wasp up front. And I had somebody up. I think I had Primeval up front. So he went to attack my Wasp. And I'm trying to figure out what he was doing. He put 2 of his one drops up front. He attacked my Wasp. But then he just did it to shrink. And then, I you know, like I said, at that point, I still don't, I'm not thinking. I'm thinking, because I'm like, why didn't he just hit my other one drop? Because I had... what's his name? The Prowler. I had the one-drop Prowler. So then I almost made a mistake and KO'd his one-drop with my two-drop or something like that, Black Cat or something like that. And I did something else and made another move. Then after all of that, he went to swing at me. He put 2 one-drops in front. So I just, on his 5th wound, I went into him with active chemo again. Whirlwind went into him that time and took him out. And I'm sitting here asking him, I said, why didn't you attack Tank? And he said, well, and I looked at his card, and I forgot they have to be attacked on his turn. And so I was like, oh, and I almost leveled him up, you know, to turn four. Now, at that time, he had four wounds. But once he levels up, it still would have been a little bit harder. And so I was like, oh. So I'm glad I didn't make that mistake. But anyway, I ended up just beating him five wounds, and that was it. So, but yeah, I was like, what? But he had some cool cards in there that I never thought about, because he had what's the one? Uncanny defense in there. So if you go to attack her, she can put the one drop in front, and he had X Factor in there. So you keep ready in. And I was like, because I was telling him some of the cards I used to have in there. And I'm like, man, that's his way was a lot easier. He just wasn't pulling the cards, at least on my turn. He didn't pull, and he wasn't getting them. So he was getting the locations. He was hitting Kane, but he wasn't getting those plot twists. And that's kind of what kind of hurt him a little bit. And that was it. So that was pretty much it for that. So I won that second round.
All right, so you're 1-1. Dawson, you're round two.
My round two.
Let's try to make this a little bit more concise.
Oh,
we're not here for 4 hours.
I'm not trying to be here for 4 hours. I don't recall who it was, so we can move on, I guess, because I don't recall who it was.
You know if you won or not?
I believe I won that one.
I think, didn't you win like your first two or three matches?
Yeah. And then I hit a skid. Yeah.
All right. So, okay.
Because so, I know. Yeah.
Okay. So you're 2-0. All right. So my round two was Invisible Woman. It's PJ. So I've played PJ a number of times in Buckeye. I know that he's relatively new. So there's a lot of things that he's still learning. But because he's with Buckeye, I expect him to have a decently constructed deck. Which it basically was Invisible Woman doing Invisible Woman things. Because he got multiple man out, you already know he was able to level pretty easily. So it took me a while to get some wounds on him. But what the problem was, which is what my whole strategy was, is that while he was hiding, Cloak and Dagger were just getting huge. I don't remember exactly how many counters I had on my Cloak and Dagger, but without an Agamotto or something that could just stun regardless of how big you are, he was never going to wound my characters. It was that ridiculous. So eventually he was running out. He ran out of locations, and I just kept hitting him in the face. He never pulled Alicia Master to get Sue Storm big enough to cause any type of harm. And eventually he just died. I don't remember him playing a Monarch. I don't know if he didn't pull it, but, yeah, that's how round two went. All right, so I'm 2-0. So at this point, from what I recall, I was 2-0. Ralph was 1-1. Jamal was 0-2. Dawson was 2-0. I think Bam was also 2-0. But, you know, he don't even know what he was. So let's just move on to round three. So Bam picks up.
Like
so picks up.
I believe round three is where I things started to fall. I won't say fall apart, but get a little iffy for me. I remember like coming out of my match with Jose with a loss. And then I being 2-1.
Are we on round three?
What?
2-1. That's round three.
So you was playing Jose in round three.
Yes. That's why I said coming out of that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I lost to him and those two of them. Yeah, basically he did the thing. I could not, like I said, when I constructed this deck and I realized there are going to be some Lokis and how Lokis will function, my thing was to race Buffy at level one as high as I could
to get her bigger than Loki, to where he couldn't really, he couldn't recruit anybody, he couldn't team attack with anybody. And pretty much that did not happen. I missed, what's his name? I missed Killian. And Grandmaster was not enough by himself to give me enough counters to get ahead of Loki. And I think he had a good draw and leveled up quick when he did that Loki thing where he dumps the cards. So he gets a, what is it? He gets the Chitauri weaponry in his hand on me really fast. So then
you coming in kind of low, man. So I don't know if you're not, you know, in the mic.
Hello? The mic is on my, I got a headset on.
Okay, I'm just saying you're coming in kind of low.
Okay, I'm gonna return it to my normal position.
All right, that's better.
Okay. So yeah, he got the Chitauri weaponry on early, and pretty much I struggled to try to put up some sort of offense against him. I'm skipping through my game right now. He kept my field small. And yeah, most of the game that I'm looking at here, it's like he's got Wu, Jimmy Wu back there. He plays, who was the dude that that shuts off superpowers?
What? Mordo.
Mordo. He plays Mordo, so now, even if I had
Ralph, we can hear you.
Oh, I ain't got no mute.
Go ahead, Bill.
So yeah, that's how I ended up losing. He got the Chitauri weaponry on early. And I could not mount much of an offense, because I'm now in the back and I'm hiding. I got Wasp out there trying to hopefully, you know, give me a level. But no, it just didn't go my way that game.
Okay. So that's your first loss, we think.
I think that
okay. Was my first loss. All right, cool. All right, Jamal, round three, 0-2. I remember you were upset at this point, and I'm like, all right, Jamar, you just gotta turn it around now. So what happened in round three?
Round three, I faced Prabhu. And no. I faced him round four. Round three, I faced
Did you have a bye?
Yeah, I caught a bye, but I caught a bye on round five.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but round three, whoever I played round three was Loki, and it was just a wash. I forget who it was, but
was it Dawson?
No, it wasn't Dawson. It was
Dawson, Jose, or Mitch.
It was Jose. That's what I played.
Okay, you guys couldn't have both played Jose in the same round. That's not possible.
No, I know I played Jose.
Okay, no. Let's just call Jose in my round two.
Whatever. Just go ahead.
I was playing Diego. That's who I was playing. Whoever he was playing. That's who it was. And I got pretty much ramshacked.
What was Diego playing?
I forget what he was playing, man. I forget.
Was he playing Sylvie?
Diego was playing Sylvie.
He was playing Sylvie. Yeah, I got wrecked. I couldn't hit her. And you know, because she would hide and everything, and by the time she got big, and I just, and it was another game. I pulled characters, but I didn't pull any location. And I pulled all my earlier game. I didn't pull no late game. By the time I pulled late game, I had 5 wounds. It was just like, okay, here we go again. And it was what it was. So I took another L. I'm 0-3.
Okay. Ralph?
Yeah. So round 3, I played Diego. Basically, Sylvie was Sylvie. But for some reason, with me taking his hand, because I pulled Super Giant a couple of times on him. And I ramped fast, was able to get to my big people. I don't really remember a whole lot. I just remember I won, but barely. Like I said, the deck just didn't do like I wanted it to do. But it did just enough to be able to win against her, which was surprising because pretty much almost lost. But I know Diego he's out of my head. He already called me out for Gen Con. Because he lost two big events to me, so he's not liking that.
That was round 4, Ralph.
No, when I played Jamal round 4.
No, I'm pretty sure that was round 4 because you were playing him when I was playing against whatever. Because you just said you were playing Diego Your brother just said he was playing Diego. So y'all playing Diego on the same round.
Jamal said he played Jose.
And then
he played Jose, Jamal?
I forget the name. I tell you what. I don't know.
We're going to move on.
What did you play? Did you play Loki? You played against Loki or Sylvie?
Yeah, Loki was hanging
out. Yeah, I lost.
Because Jose played Loki. And Diego plays
Sylvie. I'm gonna get y'all some pads and pens to write down.
I wrote my people down. As I played them. Well, who they played and what round.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. All right. Yep. So I had Rogue. I played against Kevin in round 3. And Rogue was one of the people that I was concerned with because I know that Rogue can get big really quickly. And possibly slow my level up down. I honestly don't remember who went first, but what I do remember is that Kevin did not pull blues on turn 1 or 2. And when that happened, I knew I was going to win. That's pretty much what happened. It got so bad, and I'm not saying that Kevin didn't put up a fight, but it got so bad, he had to high roll. When you have to high roll early in the game, that tells you what the issue was. Once I got Dagger leveled up, I pretty much had somebody that can hit him every turn. As Tevin normally does, he had a few tricks to fight back, but yeah, I got him. So I'm feeling pretty good. I'm 3-0, but I know because I'm 3-0, I'm about to be dealing with some locals. And that was an understatement. So let's go to round 4. Bam, talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Talk about whatever. Tell me again who you play around for. That may give me a hint to jog my memory on who I played.
I played Mitch in round 4.
If you played Mitch in round 4, that means I played Jan in round 4. Because I on my video, I have you and Mitch on stream in the background. So, as you said, Jan played Pro Red Spidey. I was a little worried with Pro Red Spidey because just from fear of playing, like when just our games for fun, that butt kicking button thing and his early level up ability. I don't think Jan leveled up early in this game against him. I outgrew him, which was my plan, pretty early. So by the time he leveled, he really wasn't touching me with butt kicking button. Where he came back on me was when he put Gorgon out. I think he got maxed the whole game, two wounds on me. And it was because Gorgon, you know, made all my counters useless. And then he somehow pumped up Devil Slayer and put a second wound on me. But I was going pretty good that whole game. And he really couldn't do anything. I saw Captain Universe Spider-Man in there, and I was that concerned. That scared me when he did with Soul Searching. That scared me, but Captain Universe never got a chance to get out there. And I just won in all of these games, though. Cordelia never showed up to do her thing. I just got Buffy big and started hitting. He knocked my counters off. Vision, you know, the white Vision, he came to my rescue.
White Vision.
I don't know what to call him, man. He's just the white, the pale face Vision. I don't know. the colorless, odorless Vision helped me out that game. And I just won by straight up turn right, turn left, whatever it is.
Sounds good. Yep. All right, Jamar, round four.
Round four, I played Prabhu. Played his Jean Grey. And I forgot the rule of thumb. You don't attack Jean Grey till turn, it was a turn five, turn six, until you have enough folks out there to deal with whatever shenanigans she got. And I had Supergiant in my hand. And so I was like, all right, you know, I'm gonna wait and turn, I think it was turn three, I went to attack Jean Grey with a butt-kicking button. And he played that stupid uncanny defense. And I hit Iceman, leveled him up. And I think two turns after that, he got two yellows. And he pulled the guy from the guy who he has everybody's superpower.
Hyperstorm.
Hyperstorm. Thank you. He pulled Hyperstorm, and he got rid of my deck. And then pulled. I think a couple more turns after that, he pulled two more yellows and got rid of my hand. And I just conceded. But had I actually waited the one more turn, I would have played Super Giant and I would have dumped everything that he was waiting for in his hand. But I didn't, so I lost. I'm 0-4.
All right, Ralph, round four.
Y'all got y'all stuff mixed up. But Jamar, I played you round four, Jamar. I played you round four.
All right, why don't y'all talk about what happened in round four then?
I mean, I played him and
I lost.
I made a mistake but I made up for it and he ended up Madam Hydra just, you know, I was able to keep pulling out my big people. I ramped up pretty fast and that was it.
I had four wounds. I just scooped up, so it wouldn't even, it was one of them things I just scooped up. That was it.
Because I only had, like, at that time, I only had, like, two wounds. But I had all my big people out. And I had Whirlwind with an active camo on him. So, yeah, that's pretty much how that round went.
Y'all really gonna sit up there and act like?
Huh?
Y'all really gonna sit up there and act like that was some uneventful game or something?
I mean, look, man, we had a discussion. I made a mistake, and we left it at the game, and that's it. You know, I'm not gonna air our business like this. We were all there. We had a dispute between brothers. That's it.
I mean, look. First of all, okay. Here's what I'm gonna say. Basically, you know, the conversation was loud enough where pretty much everybody knew what was going on. I even talked to Dave. Dave even said he knew what it was about because, you know, it was loud enough. It was just ironic. Like when I saw Tevin and Sean play, and Sean played a character, and Tevin was like, I think it was like, I'm gonna say just for conversational purposes, it was turn three, and Sean played a four drop, and according to Tevin, he was like, hey man, hey, that's a four drop. He was like, oh, I'm sorry. So he put down a force resource that he played on. And so I was curious. I was like, So I just went to Dave. I said, Dave, if a person makes a play without putting resource down, per the rules of the tournament, do they skip their turn? He says, yeah, per tournament rules, if you play a card without a resource, you skip that step. So I was like, okay, cool. That's good to know. I didn't know that. I simply did not know that. So, that's pretty much what happened. It was turn one. Ralph played Wasp. He didn't put down a resource, and he was like, he was like, oh, I'm sorry about that. He put a resource down. I was like, yeah, you skipped the turn, and you know, it just, it was what it was, man. But I was like, you know, I was already 0-1 whatever, man. I didn't win the game. Whether I won or whether I lost, it wouldn't have made a difference in the game. I just, you know, me. When I'm playing in the tournament, I'm really trying to focus on being as thorough playing the game and then also being thorough knowing my opponent, because knowing those rules, sometimes it can get you a win. And although I love the game and I play for fun, but I go to the tournament to win. I don't just play and give away games. Oh, well, I had fun. No, I play to – because – everybody's using the tournament rules. That's why they're there. So, but it was what it was. What the big deal?
All right. So, is that it?
That's it.
That's it.
All I know is you're going to do me like that. It's been a meme since that day.
Whatever.
That's all I know.
Hey,
I did not make it. I did not make that up.
It was pretty loud. I mean, hey, bro, look, it was what it was.
I guess I am built different than most people because I do let a lot of things slide, and that's just me, you know, as a person. So, and I've helped people in tournaments that made mistakes. I tell them, I'll go ahead, whatever. And, you know, that's just me. I play to win too, but I'm also playing to have fun. And you know, regardless of whatever happens, you know, I'm still going to be that person. Then I'm gonna help somebody out, you know, regardless. So that's just me, and I get it. Everybody ain't like me, so you know, like I said, we'll leave it at that. But just know, it was two different opinions, and you know, but I just thought things would be a little different, but it is what it is. So let's move on.
You got the dub, but let's just make it clear: opinions don't matter in that situation.
Yeah.
The rules are the rules. All right, so Dawson, your round, what are we, round four?
Well, you skipped my round three, which was my first loss.
How did I skip your round three?
Because My first loss came in round three, which was against the, was in the mirror against Mitch.
Okay, well, what did you talk about last round?
I believe I don't recall who I played in the second round, but I remember.
He didn't remember who he played in the second
round. Okay, well, talk about something, man, because whatever.
Quiet.
Go into it.
Quiet, you.
Swine.
Burley. Yeah, so backtracking a little bit, everybody's on round four. My round three was against Mitch. It was a mirror. So, you know, I'm thinking this could go either way. And he wins the die roll. He goes first. He ends up leveling. I think he leveled on two because he got Mobius out. And I couldn't move, and I couldn't even hit him at that point. And then Loki, being Loki, snowballed out of control, and I lost.
All right. So what about round four then, if you remember?
Round four, I believe, was Diego. I think I played Diego. He was on Sylvie. And I love Diego. That's my boy. He always has a great attitude, always fun to talk to. And he sat down and was like, oh, you on Loki? Well, I'm about to lose. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, no, don't think like that, man. You got to play the game. And he was able to hide and do all the Sylvie stuff. He got the blow up my field. I leveled all the way up. He got to blow up my field. He had Hela. He tried to keep my field clear to get to what's his face? Thanos. But by that time, I had too many cards in my hand and I could always play something. So it wasn't like that would work. But I ended up winning that one.
All right.
Shout out cool. Diego. He's always, like I said, he's always fun to talk to, fun to play with.
So. Ooh. All right. So my round four was against Mitch. This game just happened to be on stream. And this was my most disappointing game of the day. Basically, what happened is I won the die roll and I just came out just smashing everything he had out there. I leveled up quickly. I was hitting him. On my turn five, he had five wounds. On my turn six, I went in for the kill because he basically protected himself. Went in for the kill, and my man had the plot twist that he needed to stop me from killing him. And that was the last wound I put on Loki, and he just basically completely flipped the script after that, and I just slowly died. That's what happened. Irritating. But anybody that knows me and Mitch's history knows that that's pretty much how our games go. Like, somebody's going to pull the right thing at the right time. They're going to flip the game, or they're going to end the game on some weird interaction that the other person wasn't expecting, or it just happens to come be the right thing at the right time. That's just how me and Mitch's games go. So I took my first L. And I'm just basically at this point saying, okay, I'm 3-1. I know I need to win at least one more to get into the top four. And I just hope I'm not facing Lokis the rest of the day because I know it's two Lokis left. So, yeah. So we can move on to round five. Bam, you got two matchups left. I guess pick one and go into it.
I think five, Doss, I think that was me versus you.
I don't think so. I believe five was me versus Ralph.
Yeah, it was me and you, Dawson.
Okay.
Ours was the second to the last game.
This is the second to the last game. Oh, God. Hey, man, talk about your matchup against Dawson, bro.
Because, yeah, I think my last match was against Mitch.
It, It don't matter. Just talk about something you ain't talked about yet.
Okay. It was me versus Dawson. Dawson would be maybe you missed out another round. I guess the Vernon would give you a chance to talk about your match versus whoever you were referring to.
Hey, bam. Bam.
Yeah.
Hey, yes. I played Dawson round five, man. So if you play, you must have played.
So we know that Bam stuff is mixed up. He ain't got a round right yet. So just talk about a round that you had. We good. We already established that.
I don't remember. I remember playing Mitch, but I don't remember who I played because I was using my GoPro to try to document this day, and it overheated and wouldn't work. So.
Just talk about your match against Dawson, man. I think you played Mitch in the last round.
Yes, Mitch was my last round.
All right, so let's go.
Me and Dawson, we just went for it. He had a bit of a mix-up on one of his plays. We kept going. I think all I really remember without going through this whole footage was I just did my thing with Buffy and just threw counters on it and kept going. Dawson, was there something that been, was
left? You are coming in very low.
Sorry. I'm trying to remain in one place where the reception is good here.
Okay. All right, Dawson, you remember anything about that?
Yeah. So, turn one, I believe I level early. And I called Dave over and I asked him, where does Dawn go when she gets KO'd? Because I know she's a token and I'm figuring like, I'm thinking like demogoblins or whatever, they just go back to their token pile. So I just wanted to be sure. And he was like, oh, she's a character. She goes to this KO pile. When she gets KO'd. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I attack her, KO her, and then she gets faced. So now one of Bam's XP accelerators is gone. And so then this is where things kind of go off the rails for me. I don't know what happened, but I had like two huge play mistakes that, or at least in my opinion, ruined the board state that I felt we were unable to fix because I did Loki's first ability, his level one ability, while he was leveled. The two, I did the wrong ability. And I got to see more cards off the top, and I think I got an equipment out of there, and it was just bad. So I was like, okay, Bam, I'm holding myself accountable. I ruined this board state, like, beyond repair. So I was ready to concede by that point and give him the game because I ruined it. And he was like, no, just play it out, just play it out. I'm like, no, man, I'm trying to, you know, do the right thing and because this is what would happen with a board state that messed up.
So who won?
Oh, so after a couple of minutes of us going back and forth about me trying to give it up and him not trying to take it, we settled on playing it out.
All right, rephrase.
No, I'm good.
Keep going, man.
What I'm good. So eventually he got out of range and I wasn't pulling any locations to be able to hit him. And
no, I didn't. I don't think I got out of range. I came up with my other characters because you knocked me down. Either you used Hawkeye or I'm looking at the 17 minute mark of the game and you got Hawkeye and Quicksilver on the field. And I stopped paying attention during your weird sentence there, and next thing I know I'm turning Buffy face down, so you got past it.
I just think at a certain point, I just put stuff in the deck to try to overcome certain characters that I knew were going to be problematic. It would take me too long to reveal, to go back and review exactly how I pulled this out.
Yeah, speak up a little bit, man.
I said, I don't know. It would be a long time. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
You hear me better now? Okay. It would take a long time for me to go back and review how I managed to pull this out. It may have been team attacking that got me the win. I'm looking at it, and I think maybe what happened was I protected, I gave up a good number of cards to protect Zemo. Kept Zemo on the field, and I think I ramped for the win. That may have been how it's going down, the way it's looking on my little video here.
Okay, cool. All right, Jamar, round five.
Round five for me was a bye.
All right, moving on. first win of the tourney for Jamar.
Reverse sounds happy.
All right, round five, Ralph.
Round five, me and Dawson played. I was grimacing against playing a Loki, but I figured if I could ramp a little faster, try to get some of these big people out, I could start getting them. And it actually was starting to work. Yep. And I actually started putting some wounds on him, but he had put some early wounds on me. So he kind of got ahead of me. But me dusting his hand, him drawing his cards, he literally didn't have a deck left. Didn't have a hand left. And I still only had like four wounds. But he only had like two at that point. And so I think that's how it went, right, Dawson? And then I know I got another one with Namor. He was too big. He was too big for He was too big for Loki. So Loki got hit again. But he still kept making me diss my hand. And that's what was hurting me. No hand. I'm pulling off the top.
I hear you, Bell.
I'm sorry.
Whatever, man. You're silly, man.
Hey, Ralph, you got, man, that's
a figure of speech. I mean, I don't know how y'all minds stay in the gutter.
it's out the gutter now. It's just we're laughing at the stain. It's out the gutter.
Why stay in the gutter?
He laughed at the stain. That's hilarious.
Go
ahead, continue, Ralph. Continue, man.
I'm muted. I'm sorry.
Y'all crazy. Whatever, man. Anyway, a little more time, I probably would have got him. Me and him both even said that. We was like, yeah, just need a little more time. And he got me. I couldn't get that fourth wound to go and to do that back. Now, if I got the fourth wound, I would have won. Because at that point, he couldn't get back to me. And I would have been able to get to him. So, but I couldn't get that fourth wound by the time was called. So, that he beat me on wound. So, that's pretty much how that went. A good game, though, Dawson, man. I tried to play that the best I could, man, because I sure was trying to do. Black Cat was killing you. Black Cat, Super Giant. I think I did Super Giant on you like twice, and you had like a bunch of cards in your hand.
Yep.
So, man, but it's just, yeah, I just ran out of time. He hit me early, and there was nothing I could, I just couldn't recover fast enough.
Anything you got to say about that game, Dawson, or is that pretty much covered?
A couple of highlights I like from that game was we went getting pretty late into the game, between him, Super Giant, me, and my own ability, I ended up drawing my whole deck. I didn't have a deck anymore.
6 minutes and they're losing.
And then he played Agamotto.
Yeah.
I'm sitting up here like, Agamotto? He thinks I'm not going to, these counters don't matter. Hawkeye took him down. And I was able to get around that. And then I had Ego. I was able to get Ego out. And we know how Madam Hydra is. She don't have too many team attackers in her deck. So Ego really makes it hard. They really got to do some things to get through Ego. So, but as Madam Hydra is, she takes a lot of hits early. And I knew that's what was going to have to happen for me to win, was I got to get those early two or three on her. Because once I level, I'll be able to basically stay ahead and take it to time with her. And that's what happened.
Yeah. Madam Hydra is always scared to deal with. And but also she can be scary to play, because sometimes the game just you don't have enough time to come back. So that, but I remember that game. Everybody was looking at it at the end, like, man, what's going on over here? So I mean, just you know, taking Loki that far. And if you had more time, it probably would have been it for him. So, you know.
Yeah, that's why, Madam Hydra, she's still legit, man. It's just, like I said, I just didn't have enough.
She is. I just feel like she's too slow. Those early two or three that she always seems to take is always the difference.
Well, you know what hurt me? I mean, not hurt me. You know what? I'm going to stop saying that. You know what didn't help?
No, we good, you know, man. We can help. We already got that last part.
Again, there's
the thing. We got it out of our system.
Well, you know what didn't help was I didn't pull no wasps at the early game.
You did pull a wasp. I faced it, remember?
Oh yeah, one. That's right. And then you faced it. That's right. So that was the only one I pulled. You faced it, and that was it. And so now I'm just taking the stuff to the face. So yeah. But good game.
Yep.
All right, so I guess I'll go into my round 5. I was up against Jose, man. Jose is really good.
Yep.
Really good player. His decks are usually built pretty concisely. He knows what he wants to do on each turn. And he plays a tight game. Jose, when we were playing, I had just dealt with a ridiculous comeback from last round against Mitch. And, you know, I don't remember exactly how this game went. I know it was a lot of back and forth things going on where he was just trying to stop me from hitting him. But I know I was able to put some early wounds on him in the beginning of the game. I don't remember how long it took me to level. But, you know, it was a game that was pretty much in contention the whole time, even though I had the early advantage. Jose was playing kind of slow. In the beginning of the game. And that I was actually, in my mind, kind of happy about, because I knew that I would have the advantage if he couldn't put wounds on me early, which what happened was he didn't put enough wounds on me, and I was able to heal twice. Our game came to time, and he was too far behind to be able to catch up. So I got the win because of that. It was funny because he was trying to get me to speed up at the end after he had been playing slow. Sorry, I got to call you out on that, Jose, but it was funny. I was able to get the dub. We can move on to round 6. What happened? Or what do you have left?
Mitch.
Oh, so you lost.
Yeah. Pretty handily. Mitch just basically ran a clinic on me this game. This was like one of those old, I would compare this to like, Mitch was like world champion and I was like some Ham and Egger in the 80s wrestling, TV show.
Ham and Egger, so he squashed you.
Yes, very handily.
he beat me off the bat. I think first or second round, he got he got his level. No, if I remember correctly, second round, he got his second turn, he got his level. First turn, he didn't get what he wanted to level. He got some other, I can't remember if he was looking for the time pad or if he got the, he didn't get the Jatari weaponry. He got a time pad, which I think allowed him to kind of get a jump on me before I could build Buffy up to anything and before I could start recruiting anyone. So I somehow lasted back and forth with him until he just finally leveled to turn three and started gaining team affiliations. He basically did everything in his deck. He got all the teams. He stripped my hand. He was throwing negative counters like it was confetti. He got his who was it? The big dude. He put a Ragnarok. He put a Chitauri weaponry on Ragnarok and started like blasting four locations at a time. To the point where I just stayed in the game towards the end.
Surtur.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Surtur. Forgive me. I just sat there and let him blast his own resources at one point in time. The game went so well for him. He was just having first world problems. Like, oh, I got this card. And I don't know who. I got this Chitauri weaponry, and I don't know who I'm going to put it on. So earlier, he goosed me. So he just pulled out. He pulled out the duct tape, strapped the Jatari weaponry to the cat and just blasted one of the folks I had on the field. I'm just like, all right, you know what? It's time to end this this mess because you just like flexed on me and you just, wasn't he 6-0 or 5-0 at that point?
You were 6-0 after he was done with you. I know that.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's like, how did I come up? Against, I was like in my mind, honestly complaining at the universe that it was like, why you put me up against Mitch? Dude is running undefeated. Why couldn't, you know what? Give him the bye. Give me somebody I could beat.
That I was you were having a good day. That's why.
Well, yeah.
Because at the end of all of that, you were 4-2 and were in the top four with Buffy.
Yeah, well, Mitch drugged me like a pit bull with his favorite toy. So, yeah.
Okay. But at the end of the day, you were 4-2 in the top four and probably saying, I hope I'm not up against Mitch, which we'll get into later. So, Jamar, okay. you won it four at this point. I'm sure you were like, whatever. But, you know, if was there anything that happened in the last game that was of any interest?
Of any interest? No, I just played it out because, hey, I'm there to play. I ain't gonna just, show up and then walk away. I'm gonna play it out. I forget who I played because I didn't win that game either.
Okay, so your day ended with you being 1-5. All right, Ralph, last match. I think you possibly had an opportunity to get in. So what happened?
Yeah, Jan. Had to play Jan. The thing with Pro Spidey, that he was hitting what Jamar couldn't hit. And Jamar was hitting some, but Jamar didn't hit enough blues. He was hitting blues. And he just kept coming in the back, just smashing me. So got down to turn five.
The veil, shut up, man.
Say what? What happened?
Nothing. I coughed.
Something in your throat?
Yeah. Water went down the wrong pipe.
Okay. All right. You got a small throat.
Oh, come on, man. Anyway.
That's an inside joke.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm on his turn 5 because he went first. I haven't leveled yet, but he hit me 3, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. So I got 5 wounds. He's, you know, from hitting me 1. Yeah. So I got 4 wounds. I got 4 wounds. This is how it went down. I got 4 wounds. I had to just level up one next round, never level up. I got 4 wounds. He hits me with Spider-Man, gives me the 5. Then I'm trying to block. He took out my whirlwind. Then he straps Active Camel. Strapped the Active Camel on Devil Slayer. Game, set, match. That's all I can say. Okay. It's like, man. Yeah, that was. Because no, he was in fight. No, he powered him up. That's what he did. Yeah, he had a power up. He had a power up. Primeval out there, after Camo, Devil Slayer. And the thing is, I was so mad because I had Super Giant in my hand. And I played a Super Giant, but I Super Giant him into a Devil Slayer. Well, actually, into 2 Devil Slayers. Yeah. So. Yeah, it was like, dang. Yep. And so that's pretty much how that went down. And so it's pretty much nothing I can do. Because I can put Wasp out there all day long. He's just going to come to the back with that stupid stealth. So.
So what, you were 3-3?
Yeah, I went 3-3.
Okay. 3-3. Yeah. That was respectable. Yeah. All right, so Dawson, me and you played the last round. And at this point, I was annoyed with playing 3 Lokis in a row. So I'm going to let you talk about this game, Dawson.
I mean, this game was one of those back-and-forth games that we tend to have. And like whenever I seem to be in a position to make that top 4, which is only one other time in these tournaments, but even when we actually play against each other, was against you. And like what happened last time, it came down to you having the one card that you need to beat me, you end up top decking it. And that's exactly what happened.
So, I would like to say that there was definitely more than one card in my deck that could have beat you in that situation. But I'm just glad I pulled one of them, because I would have been dead next turn, right?
Yes. So very much so.
That's the thing about why I played what I played. I know that the matchup is about 50-50. I know that, you know, in the few times I tested against Loki, the games were all over the place. It was some games I just ran over Loki, some games Loki ran over me, some games it was a back and forth with somebody needing to pull the right thing at the right time. So, you know, at this point, I had beaten 2 Lokis, lost to 1. And those games were all over the place, but I knew because I was 5-1 at this point, I'm going to be in the top 4. I think Mitch was top. We knew Mitch was 6-0 and I was 5-1. So we knew that he was 1 and I was 2. We just didn't know what was going to happen with everybody else. So I think, Dawson, you were what, 3-3?
I was 3-3, but I had good – well, at the end of that, I was 3-3, but I had good tiebreakers.
Oh, yeah, you had great tiebreakers. If you would have won, you definitely would have been in the top 4. I think Ben was 4-2. Mar was 1-5. Ralph was 3-3. So – 3 of us ended up being in the top 8 because it was so few people there. We ended up only doing a top 4 cut as far as the playout, you know, is concerned. But Bam was in 3rd place. So let's go into the top 4 matchups because that puts me against Bam in the top 4. Damn.
Sorry, yeah, okay.
Got anything to say?
That was an irritating loss to you. From the line, I could see where this was not going to work in my favor. Once I understood that you get to put a free negative on me and you get a free positive, you do it in the front, you just put the positive on him, and Buffy's only like 2-4 starting out. And even if I manage to get Killian and start trying to agreeing for Buffy to use the power to put 3 counters on herself, I'm behind no matter what. And sure enough, it kind of went that way. Cordelia finally showed her behind up, and you were prepared for that. You just like, oh, okay. It was like, what was that song about? Bone Crusher.
I hear you, Ralph. Go ahead, Bam.
What was that song about Bone Crusher? Where you said something about?
I ain't never scared.
The only song about Bone Crusher.
The only one that matters.
Right.
About going to the pop in the trunk.
Right.
Basically, you already had it in your hand, really. Did you use utility belt and grab the sonic gun? Yeah.
I did.
The sonic gun. And the sonic gun just solved all your problems. It was just like Cordelia was useless. Me putting counters on Buffy was useless. I just struggled my way out the whole game. I don't know if I got any of my other problem solvers, but they didn't do anything because Cloak was so big by what, turn 2-3, there was nothing. There was no way that I could do anything to get past. I couldn't stun him. I think I had Hawkeye. Did I have Hawkeye in his deck? No, I didn't have Hawkeye in his deck. Did I even level?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So yeah, whatever I had going for me, because it was counter-based, you treated Buffy like she was a symbiote. And
I did.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be real with you. I'm gonna be real with you. I was concerned because of a few things. I knew that you could get huge with Cordelia. And I knew that Buffy could get huge. If you would have got big enough right away, you could have kept me from leveling up and beat me that way. So that was my concern. I'm like, okay, I need Bam to not. I know how that deck can just go off ridiculously quickly and put things out of hand right away. I needed that to not happen. And I also was extremely concerned about this illusion spell, because this illusion spell would do 2 things: keep me from stunning you and keep me from leveling up. So I don't know if you realize it, but I was being very, very careful about how I attacked you early in that game. And even later on, after I happened to get a utility belt to go into Sonic Gun. So my pulls against that particular deck were almost perfect. And you did not pull this illusion spell. Nope. That's what happened in that game. That game could have went very differently, whether you realize it or not. So I just happened to get what I needed, and we got the game. And I'm sitting up here wondering, okay, who do I have to deal with, Diego or Mitch? I knew that Diego took my game to time, and I knew that Diego could have came back, and there's no time restrictions in top cut. And I'd already dealt with Mitch, and I knew who I went up against, I knew that he would be going first, which would take away my advantage. So, you know, I was like, I don't know who I want to play against. I probably would have rather played against Diego, because then I can go first. But I was like, hey, what happens, happens. I'm happy to be in the top 2 with Cloak and Dagger. I'm happy to once again not play what everybody thinks you have to play and still getting the top cut, which shout out to Bam for playing Buffy, which I know anybody out there in the community would have heard that's what he was playing. They would have said, and he's going to have a terrible day. And my man got top four with Buffy. So once again, speaking for Team Apex, we got to say, hey, make the meta your own. Do what you think you can do. You know, make solid choices. Don't think you got to play what everybody else is playing and just be satisfied with the outcome. Don't play a deck that you don't want to play, that you're not going to have fun playing just because you're overly concerned about. It's not, to me, it's not enough money in these events to come and not have fun. You know what I'm saying? Anyway,
let me get my soapbox about it.
Right. Let me get off my soapbox. Went up against Mitch. Mitch, of course, was not going to let me go first, which Mitch basically kept Cloak from leveling, from what I recall. Mitch is a very smart player, man. Like, he's a very smart player. He, to me, he's like a combination of Robert Smallwood and John Phillips, because he's always got something weird in his deck that you're not expecting. He executes very well. Now, the difference about Mitch is sometimes you can throw him off his game. And he was a little thrown off early in the game because he wasn't pulling the way he wanted to pull, I could tell. And I had a few answers for some of the things he did, even though I don't remember the specific circumstances. But things were just going a little bit too slowly for me. And what ended up happening is we had seen decklists at this point. And there was a point in the game where I don't remember exactly what was out there, but I knew this attack has to go through. I have to put a wound on all of these people and get this field clear. And he just so happened to have the only two I thought you'd be happy to see me in his deck, in his hand, and he stopped the attack. And he leveled up, and everything flipped from that point. And I'm like, I think that's it. I tried to fight it out, but he had so many locations and so many cards that it would have been almost impossible to come back, because I believe I was top decking on my fifth or sixth turn. So I did top deck into some things that allowed me to fight back a little bit. But, you know, at the end of the day, Mitch got it. So we got to give Mitch congratulations. Loki, we won't miss you, sir. Get destroyed. We don't like you. And that's it. So all in all, very positive day for Team Apex. You know, everybody, you know, it's hard for the whole team to have a great day. But all in all, we did well, and we're happy with how it went team-wise.
No, don't say the whole event. We want Loki at Gen Con. Don't say anything like that.
I don't know what – I'm not even going to address what you just said.
Don't incur Loki.
So anybody else got anything to say about the day, or it's been a long one?
No, it was. I'll say it was a. I mean, hey, I can say this right here: for a person who did not win a game, I still had a ball.
That's good, and I agree.
We actually had a good day as a team, as far as, or I should say, a good weekend. I don't know if we're going to talk about Sunday, but we had a really good 4 days, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, somebody going to talk about Sunday.
Well, that's Sunday.
Anyway, that's it. Everybody that's gotten to this point, thanks for listening. We appreciate you. We're going to get out of here. Team Apex out.
Yep. Bye.
Peace.